Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Now that Wade Shute and his colleagues at the Alberta Research Council have patented a new process to remove silica from wheat straw, his team faces the next classic challenge: how to move innovative technology from the lab bench into the marketplace. Shute's pilot mill can produce 9 tons a day of desilicated straw, but it can only cook 5 kilograms of pulp at a time.
What we need is we need somebody to build a bigger one of what we got, is basically what it is. In the case of wheat straw, and if we're looking at building a satellite mill on the side of an existing pulp mill, you know, just to call it a non-wood pulping line, it's a capital investment of up to and possibly even exceeding $200 million. $200 million is a lot of money right now for the industry, and there's a lot of risk that's associated with that, obviously. So they need to answer some questions in terms of how it's going to impact their existing process. They're going to need to know that the markets are there for them at a certain price.
The pulp made from wheat straw is similar to that made from hardwoods like aspen, and Wade Shute believes industry will find the markets for it once enough wheat straw pulp is commercially available. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.